Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Also the pastor of Eastview Baptist Church. So good to see you today. Let me encourage you to go and check out our website at hisvision.org. We've been in a series of nuggets this week that I've entitled Strength and Stress, Lessons from the Wilderness, and we've been in Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to read verses 2 and 3 again today for you. The Bible says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart." He goes on to say, "whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know what man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." And so today I want to speak to you on this Thursday in day 4 of this series on the miracle in the manna. You know, Moses here, my friends, reminded the Israelites that God fed thee with manna. You know, in the wilderness, the constant stress over survival was there, yet each morning it brought fresh manna from heaven, enough really to meet their needs for the day, neither more nor less. But you know, stress whispers, there's not enough, while God declares, "listen, I am enough." You know, my friend, stress frequently arises from a sense of things being scarce, stemming from fears that may exhaust our time, our energy, our strength, our resources. But we see God utilizes here those things that are scarce to demonstrate His sufficiency. And so the manna served as a daily reminder that true provision does not originate from our own stores. It flows from the Savior. You know, in times of stress, it's essential to always remember that God does not promise us the strength for tomorrow, today. Instead, He provides daily grace for our daily needs. You know, much just like the manna, this grace here arrives fresh each and every morning, offering just enough, I believe, to navigate challenges of the day. You know, at times, God's provision may appear different from our expectations. And although the manna was not, may not have seemed substantial, it sustained millions of people. You know, in a similar way today, God answers to our prayers may somewhat seem small, they may be simplistic, but you know what? They carry a divine sufficiency that meets our need. Listen, friend, God is not merely the provider, He is the portion. While He may not eliminate your stress immediately, I want you to know this today. He will sustain you through it. And so what He offers will always be sufficient for your journey. Let me pray for you today. Lord, thank you for the manna that you provide in my moments of need. Lord, when I'm tempted to worry about tomorrow, remind me that you are faithful today. Help me to trust in your provision and rest in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, I want to thank you again for joining today. Thank you for joining each day for these daily nuggets. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we'll see you again on Friday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.